Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Welcome on in, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn is behind the glass. You guys on the phone line, so much to talk about today. The Phillies win again out in Los Angeles as they've all now but wrapped up the number two seed. We're done with that. The Phillies are getting a bye in the first round. We'll touch on the Phils as the show goes along. Elliot will join us coming up at 11. Quarterback power rankings week two. Can't wait to see Hugh Douglas's list coming up later in the show. Good morning, Hugh. How are we doing?
Turn my mic.
There we go.
I mean,
good morning,
come on.
Joe. Good morning, Philly. Hey, you know what? I tried the new Reese cups with the jelly in them.
Oh,
they
how's
got the
that?
Kind with the strawberry, and then they got the kind with the grape.
So is there chocolate still?
Well, it's the Reese cup, but they put jelly in it.
So it's chocolate, peanut butter, and jelly, basically.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. I mean, but nothing beats a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Like, if you're craving a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and you just happen to go there and get the Reese, it doesn't hit the same.
Is it grape or strawberry jam or
it's
jelly?
Both.
Ooh.
It's like you can either get the one with grape or you can get the one with strawberry.
Are you a grape guy or a strawberry guy?
I'm usually a strawberry guy, but I went old school. I tried the grape. It was okay.
Okay.
It was okay. It was just okay.
So, half-hearted recommendation there from Hugh Douglas. All right, lot to get into today. But here, I want to start with something that has become, since Sunday, and predictably, the biggest conversation around the NFL this week, and that is the tush push, right? The rhetoric about the tush push and Dean Blandino's whining. Jordan Mailata yesterday, well, you hear what he had to say with the afternoon show about his feelings on it and how everyone was talking about it. You know, it's every talk show in America, every national show in America is out to get the tush push again. And it started with Blandino, it started with Brady on the game on Sunday. And by the way, that game on Sunday broke the record for the most viewers ever for a September or October NFL game. So tons of eyeballs on this game. And everyone's out to get the Philadelphia Eagles again. And Hugh, I wake up proud. Like, I'm proud of this from our perspective. Everyone is mad again because they can't stop this play. Everyone is mad again because the Eagles have the most efficient play in pro football. And every time I hear one of these, whoever they are, whether it's Schefter or Blandino or any talk show host anywhere complaining about it, or coach or player complaining about it, I'm like, this is awesome. I am proud of this, that the Eagles have created this play that once again wasn't banned, is legal, nobody could stop, and they ran it seven times on Sunday and they won a football game in Kansas City. I'm proud of this. I am proud that everyone out there continues to whine because they can't stop the tush push. Hugh, what's your feeling on all this? Like, do you have a sense of pride, or are you kind of annoyed that no one will stop complaining and moping about the tush push?
I'm annoyed that they won't stop talking about it, but I understand why. Because it was on full display Sunday when you talk about the fact that those plays probably changed the outcome of the game. And listen to me when I say it, folks. It's like you kept drives alive. That game was tightly contested. The turnover for the Chiefs changed that game. They were going in to score. It's a good possibility that we might be having a whole different conversation this week if they go in for that score. So I see why people are complaining about it, because when you look at that game, especially the bettors, Joe, and I'm not against the tush push, but I'm also – I understand the logic behind people's frustration with it. You know, it wasn't banned. You know, we had a big thing in the offseason. You know, Jason Kelce came in there and gave a compelling argument why the tush push should stay, and everybody voted to keep the tush push. But Sunday, you kind of spit in everybody's face.
Good, especially in front of Goodell.
No.
An enemy of the tush push. No, good.
It was – you ran it seven times.
Yep.
In seven key moments where one would say that if the tush push wasn't in the game, you turn the ball over, you give Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs a chance not to go 0-3. You know what I mean? Mm. So that's how they're looking at it. Now, I'm all for finding a glitch in the matrix to exploit a cheat code or something like that, but I can see why people are upset about it.
Yeah, see, you know what? I understand your annoyance with the reaction, but I don't like that you're empathizing with the enemy. I don't care. And you mentioned
called,
the bettors.
It's called growth.
No, it's not growth. You're going backwards. In terms of empathizing with bettors that bet on the Chiefs or whatever, this is baked in. You got to know the Eagles run this play. It's part of their repertoire, and they should use it the entire season. They should use it every single time it comes to the point where they have a third or fourth and one, because they have created the best and most efficient short yardage play in the history of pro football. That's what they've created here. And whether or not it is aesthetically pleasing, I don't care. We did this in the entire offseason. Every time I hear Rich Eisen, or I hear, what was it, Mike Greenberg said the play's an abomination. Dude, shut up. Like, to me, it just makes me more proud of what the Eagles have created, and the fact that this is bothering everyone. Number one, did they not realize the vote went through? Like, this is legal. So what did you expect? They're going to run it. They have the offensive line to run it. They have the quarterback to run it. They have the pushers. They got it all. They're going to run it again. I'm not annoyed by it. I am proud that the Philadelphia Eagles have done this to the rest of the league and continue to do it to the rest of the league. 215-592-9494. And, Hugh, if people are annoyed now, they better get ready to be annoyed the entire season, because they're not going to stop doing it. We have all these enemies of the tush, but we have to shove it down their throat, starting with McVay this weekend. We get to go to Green Bay. Remember, Green Bay was the team and the franchise that was pushing the most to get rid of this. We get to go to Green Bay in November. We might see Green Bay again in January. Hugh, we're going to run this over and over and over this season, to the point where they probably are going to ban it after the year.
Yeah. Because I think people were sick of it this weekend. I can hear people groaning and moaning. Oh, my God, I can't believe they're running that play.
Good,
you know?
Good.
It was a lot. It was, and I think the biggest argument that people are going to have is the fact that there was no strategy involved.
Well, there is strategy to the play.
Well, to the naked eye, I think people are going to feel like, you know, when you talk about you just lining up, and, you know, the quarterback's doing this, that, and the third.
Yeah.
Because most people don't understand it.
Well, to me, the strategy is the plays to get to third and one, right? Like, you run an underneath route to get 8 yards because you know you've got that in your back pocket.
I feel like you feel that way because we're here in Philly. I think the reality is when people see it, it's a get-out-of-jail-free card. You know what I mean? I feel like that when people outside of Philadelphia see it, they look at it as a play where, okay, you couldn't get it done on first, second, third down, so you know you got this play in your back pocket that they can't stop.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that. So I see the frustration with it. I do.
Yeah, you know, I don't love this. I got this. It happened on Monday, but now we're on a Wednesday, and I'm still hearing Hugh empathize with the enemy. So there's a lot
I just try to see it from both sides.
No, I see it from my side. That's the only side that I care about. 215-592-9494. All right, where do you come down on all this? It's been nonstop for 3 days. A tush-push rhetoric. Can we hear from Adam Schefter? Listen to this crap on Monday. Adam Schefter's supposed to know more than anyone about the league happenings. He didn't even get the right month in his rant here. Here's Schefter on Monday about Eagles-Chiefs this past weekend.
The biggest thing here to me is that this game was lost in March. This game was lost when the NFL owners refused to ban the tush push from happening. It wasn't lost yesterday. Yeah. It was lost in March. And there might be a lot of games that the Eagles play that are lost in March.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
All right, so two things there. Number one, Adam Schefter, the vote came down in May. I mean, I know we all misspeak sometimes, but come on, you got to know that. The vote came down in May, not March. Second, the Chiefs threw an interception in their own in the red zone, in the Eagles' red zone. They were going in for a touchdown to take the lead. They threw an interception. Had nothing to do with tush push.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that the game was lost because of the tush push, the Chiefs turned the ball over in the red zone. See, that's why they lost the game.
And that's how we see it.
No, but that's the truth.
No, Joe, I'm not. See, you being defensive.
Well, because
I'm not arguing.
You know what? I'm not annoyed at the reaction. I'm annoyed at you.
I know you are. But here's the thing. And here's how people look at it. Because I'm trying to look at it from their perspective and understand why they're upset. It's because you're right. I'm watching that game. And as soon as that interception happened, I was like, that's the turning point of the game.
Of course.
But for other people, it's not. That's why you have to, sometimes you got to step back and you have to look at the reaction that people have when certain things happen.
Mm-mm.
There was a, and this plays into the reason why people feel that they feel the way they feel. The Kansas City Chiefs sent out a cryptic tweet the other night. And they said something to the effect that they held the Eagles to their lowest point differential in 2 years or something like that.
Loser energy.
But their point in that tweet was that if they wouldn't have done that tush push, we probably could have won that game.
Sounds like loser talk.
Well, I'm not saying it's not.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's not.
Mm.
But they're trying to build their case.
Help their case.
Right now, to ban the tush push.
Yeah, I know.
And then you got all these other cats that have played football that are going out of their way to talk negatively about a play that, you know, in the league, it's a copycat league. If you can do it, you try to do it.
I agree.
Most teams can't do it. So now, since you can't emulate it, you just want to get rid of it altogether.
Well, because they're babies about it. I'm proud of this. I'm proud that the Eagles have made the NFL. Like, the fact that everyone is pulling their hair out of a play that we knew was legal the entire time this season is wild to me, and I'm proud of it. 215-592-9494. Run it again. Run it up. Run it. Do it to McVay. I can't believe the empathy for the enemy that I got here with Hugh Douglas. Kyle, what are you feeling this morning? Are you more annoyed at the reaction or proud that the Eagles have created this that gets everyone losing their mind?
So it's me, you, and every other Eagles fan against the world and Hugh Douglas.
Yes, that's where we're at today.
Yep.
Us against the world and Hugh.
I kind of like it. I kind of like being the one team or the one fan base that everybody hates.
Yep.
You know, like this is our thing. And I mean, look, the best part about it is there's nothing anybody can do about it this year.
Nope.
Like, this entire time. So it's going to be, you know, whether we're running it into the ground and it's gone next year, I don't care. But we made the list in the offseason of all the enemies of the Tush Push.
Yes.
And we're keeping track.
And today we add Hugh.
We're crossing names off the list. And Hugh Douglas will be crossed off eventually when we take him down.
You guys are ridiculous.
You've become a kind of de facto enemy of the Tush Push.
You guys.
Because you're worried about what enemies are thinking.
I am not worried about what anybody's
thinking.
You're
either with us or you're against us. That's the bottom line.
I've heard that before.
You're with us or you're against us.
My job is to sit here and give you my perspective.
Yeah.
And I'm giving you my perspective on this.
I
never said I was against it, but I understand why people are upset with it.
What do the kids say? They say stay on that
stay
side.
On that
you
side.
Stay
yeah,
on that
stay
side.
On that side.
215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. All right, coming up, you'll hear what Jordan Mailata said yesterday. He really was passionate thought from Jordan Mailata on all the reaction to the Tush Push. You'll hear that next. He was on the afternoon show yesterday. And we'll rev it up again with that clown, Dean Blandino, what he had to say during the game on Sunday. 215-592-9494. What are you feeling? Annoyed or proud of all this pushback towards the Tush Push after the Eagles go an Arrowhead and win the game? It is a midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.